Hi, 大家好，我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, it's me, Spencer.
Hello, Gav, it's me, Adam.
Adam, what's going on?
I'm just here to shine your shoes.
Here to shine my shoes. What's going on? You sound different today, buddy.
对啊，因为今天就是我们的英语口音节目啊，第二集。上次第一集出了以后，大家非常的喜欢。第一是很喜欢听到你们两个在一起的声音了，然后第二就是说 ，Oh, you guys are so talented. You're so good at doing accents.
No, I believe Adam's a bit more talented than me.
Where?
所以模仿口音英语就是
like doing an impersonation or
impression、
yeah. 啊，好。那今天呢我们要说的一些英语口音是美国和加拿大以外的。What are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're
going
to be talking about the English accent.
The British, you mean?
English. It's a bit different because then you have Scottish.
Welsh, Irish. Yeah. 对对对。
This is a lot more comments I'm going to have to answer.
好好，英格兰的不同口音。
是英格兰的。
然后还有我自己 near and dear to my heart, the Aussie accent.
The 澳大利亚的。
对 ,Australia. 然后 South Africa.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Maybe we'll try and do that last.
Yeah.
没有 last, 我们还想做 last but not least 是 the Indian accent.
Oh.
因为好多朋友问。
That's one of my faves.
Yeah,
all right. 好的，那当然我们的节目里面啊，就是给大家一个 overview, 一个 quick overview of these different accents. 但是呢，你英语要学好的话，我觉得还是我们先来学最标准的英语，最常用的英语。那我们开言的会员课程呢，每天都会发布全新的课程。不管是日常生活还是工作或者旅游留学，我想都会有你觉得很实用的主题，大家可以到我们的微信公众号去了解一下啊。好，那我们先来说说英国口音啊。其实我们开言有一个英国主播 Mike、
Yeah, that's right, Mike. But you know, he's
他在上海，所以我们今天
没办法。好可惜他不在啊。But you know, I don't think his accent is super strong.
No, but he's been in China for like a million years, right?
对对，就是他的口音，我觉得挺 neutral. 就是我们开言会员，如果听过他和 Spencer 的课程的话，不难懂啊。我自己觉得英国的口音。首先我们这里说的英格兰最有代表性的可能就是一个是很 upper class 的很高级的对很 posh 对吧高级然后还有一个就是比较 working class 英国人叫什么 the cockney accent
yeah not necessarily
cockney's from a certain part of England for the most
right,
part
of London.
East
yeah.
London
right,
right. Cabby drivers 他们说以前那什么都是开出租车
I think those are going to be the Indians we're going to talk about later
现在好那你们觉得一个很 posh 的British accent English accent 是什么样
Well, you must look, of course, at the royal family who would have a very improper and everything is at the front of the mouth. There's nothing that goes back to the rear of the mouth.
对，所以他们讲话的时候脸是不太动的，就没有什么 facial expression.
right, yes, you must keep the stiff upper lip. See, don't let the commoners know what you are thinking.
Yeah,
这倒是因为可能讲话的时候脸上做很多表情就不 upper class, 不高级了，是吧？所以前面我们一直说的一个词叫 posh, P-O-S-H.
Yeah, P-O-S-H.
那个贝嫂贝克汉姆的老婆她以前 Spice Girls, she's the posh spice.
Yeah, posh spice. She's pretty posh.
在现实生活当中 do you really meet people who talk like that?
I did in China.Quite a few.
Yeah,
In fact, I met a lot of Chinese people who spoke like that because they probably went to England, they definitely went to England for their university or education.
我就想到 Crazy Rich Asian 那个电影里面男主角他就是到什么英国贵族学校 and he did speak like that.
Yeah,
I actually know a Chinese guy who's never been to England and has a really thick English accent.
Yeah, I know a few of those too, yeah.
那我自己就是觉得英国口音和美国口音一个很大的区别就是你们的 T 很多都是 D 比如 water
water yeah they say water
对英国口音要么是 water 就 T 不发音，要么就 water，就是会把那 T 发得很明显，是吧？
Yeah, but I think speaking of the commoners, you're going to hear them say water.
Yeah, any,
老百姓。
Any word like that, it's like, can I have a little water? Can I have a little water?
Yeah.
对，就很像出租车司机。Happy driver.
But of course, again, if you're talking to like the Prince of Wales or the Queen of England, it's not going to be a bit of water.
Yeah,
going to be, yes, a bit of water.
Yeah,
water.Yeah. 最近我很想看的一个英剧是好像在美国是在亚马逊上面 Hugh Grant 演的、
Hugh Grant is the most wonderful accent and love the way he speaks and jokes and
对我好喜欢听他的、就是 Colin Firth 或者对、Hugh Grant 大家要听英国口音的话、很喜欢这两位、或者就 watch Downton Abbey 啊、
right.
就那时候 Downton Abbey 里面也是very posh, 但还是蛮容易懂的。
Sure, sure, sure.、I'd say, also say that one of the biggest、differences in vowels would be、what you just said, Jenny. Hugh Grant is、how we refer to this actor.、They would probably call him Hugh Grant.
Grant, 对。
Yeah, Hugh Grant. Or France、is a country、
France.
In Europe.
France, yeah, 对对对、好那高级的英国口音说完我们来说说就是很接地气的就是比较 working class 英国口音
Well, we already said that little
Yeah, a little bit、
And they always punctuate or end their sentences with isn't it
Oh yeah, isn't it,
isn't it?
Yeah, I remember when I lived in England and when I first moved there and you say, oh, isn't it, isn't it And I said, huh?
Yeah, what does that mean?
In what?
是 isn't it
in, Isn't it, yeah
Yeah, isn't itBut he, the person I'm thinking of specifically, he would just kind of use it to respond kind of like, oh, really?
Yeah.
So he'd say, oh, isn't it? And I'd say, huh?
Yeah.
It, what? In where? oh, isn't it?
Isn't it? 是不是还有他们讲那个 mine, 我的东西？比如这是我的书。This is my book.
Right, a lot of times it's, like, it's me, mom.
对、
yes.
对、
yeah.
就 my 都不说 my 都说 me、
right.
就语法是全错的那样
Right, so if you had a very like、little mom for example you say, oh that's me little mom
Yes, me little mom
Me little mom
你前面说 right 怎么说的
Right
Right
Right 我这就想 segue 到下一个口音澳洲口音
Oh right
Right,
right.
对
right. Yeah, you gotta raise it up a little
yeah,
bit.
I think the Aussie accent 里面很大的一个特色就是所有这种 I 的音
Yeah.
它就会变成有点像 OI.
Yeah, all of their vowels. It's like they put another vowel before it.
比如我们想到 OI 就是 oil, 油对吧、他们说 like 就 like.
Yeah,
right.
right 就 right.
Right.
就、对、
yeah.
好难说。
Knife.
Knife, you call that a knife?
You call that a knife?
Knife. 然后我觉得澳洲口那个澳洲英语还有一个特色，就是它很多词都会简化。
Yeah, definitely. So breakfast becomes brekkie.
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 The Aboriginals.
The Abos.
The Abos.
Abos.
就甚至 Christmas, 圣诞节他们都 Chrissy.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
对，就都后面都变成一个 IE or Y, however you want to. 对。
Don't some Brits say crimbo?
Crimbo, yeah.
Crimbo. Merry Crimbo to you, sir.
对然后就以前我在澳洲的时候 sunglasses, 他们的 sunny.、
Oh, really? Sunnies?
Where, yeah, where are your sunnies?
Yeah. Hey, guys. It's sunnies.
Sunnies, 对。哦、还有一个我印象很深刻就是比如你点一个什么健怡可乐 Diet Coke.
Yeah, they don't say like Coke. It's like Coke, Coke.It's kind of like this. I don't even know what letters would really be in there. If you, well, that'd be like a C O U R, a light R K, something.、
It's、
I don't know.
Yeah, they put like an E before the O.
Yeah.
Even diet, right? Diet.
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 I'm on a diet.
Diet Coke.
然后还有很多就是 I call it Australia, 就是真的澳洲英语，就英语里不存在的。比如说，你讲一个那个很让人很surprise的事情。
Oh, and then, the response is...
他会说 fair dingoes.
Oh, fair dingoes?、
对,然后你说对啊,就是这样 dingoes.
Actually, I don't think I heard that one when I was in Australia.
No, but we always grew up with like, dingo ate your baby.
Yeah, dingo ate your baby.
是什么 crocodile?
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
Well, basically, 我觉得 Commonwealth countries, 就是这种前英联邦国家、 那个澳洲的口音是比我们刚刚说的英国的那种 working class 的口音更加
对比较接近的，我觉得
对，但更加 wild， 更加狂野一点。然后你就到 New Zealand 就比澳洲口音更 wild。
Oh, yeah. It gets worse or wilder, I should say.
Right?
We don't even need to speak about Tasmania. Hey, Adam, didn't you have like a New Zealand roommate or a friend that lived with you before?
I stayed at my place for a bit. I met a lot of Kiwis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, New Zealand is just so, it is so much wilder. They just keep going.
Yeah.
Like, I had met a lot of strange New Zealanders in China. Kiwis, we call them.
Yeah.
And,
猕猴桃. You can call them Kiwis, right? Someone from New Zealand.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not, it's not, they'll call themselves Kiwis.
Okay.
But I always got so confused because they wouldn't just, like, you know, change their vowels a little bit. They would just switch them. So A becomes E and E becomes A. Mm. And it's very difficult when you're trying to play guitar and there's an E chord and an A chord. And you're like, right, play an E. No, an E. Yeah, playing an E. No, an E.
那他们说 Apple 就说 Apple.
Not quite Apple, but Adam was Edom. Edom.
Yeah, Edom.
Edom.
Yeah.
Right.
对
And Kiwis love eating.
好，新西兰口音。那其实更 wild 可能我觉得是 South African 南非口音。
Yeah, I can't say that I can more fun believe.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I mean, it's tough.
而且我发现我认识的南非人，我认识好像几个南非人，每个人的口音还都不太一样。
Right, yeah.
Right,
This is true.
Okay, so we won't even attempt 模仿
Sorry, guys.
最后要么来讲讲印度口音好了 The Indian accent.
Oh, you know, this is like my favorite accent of all.
Yes, especially when they try to sound very like, you know, like we are friends, we are buddies. Mm-hmm. Right, hello, buddy, how is
it? Yes, you are my very good friend, very, 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 very good friend.
没有，我一个是觉得印度人说英语都很快。你们就没有遇到过说话慢的印度人，就是说他们口音可能很重，但他们的就很多印度人的英语很好。
Right. Yeah, their English is amazing. Be 我的好。
I thought you said yours was the most standard.
It might be the accent might be the most standard.
But they have
their knowledge far exceeds mine.
Fair enough. Fair
their
enough.
Command of English is amazing.
It's really amazing. Very amazing.
没有，因为比如大家看现在世界上很多。最大的公司 CEO 都是印度人啊，谷歌的 P 柴哥对吧 ？Sundar Pichai， 然后百事前 CEO 那个 Indra Nooyi， 微软的 CEO， 就你听他们讲话，他们其实口音都挺重的，因为他们是大学才到美国嘛，然后他们好像也没有说我要很掩饰自己的印度口音，他们还是很自信的在发言。
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I guess accent doesn't really matter if you get the work done.
If you're the CEO,
well, he had to climb to the top.
Yes, not easy for ourselves.
你们觉得印度口音？我听你们讲，我觉得有一个特色就是舌头要卷起来。
Not really. No,
没有吗
？It's kind of you have to like bite your lip.
Usually, I feel like I don't want to make my mouth move too much, and yes. I kind of keep a stiff lip.
The tongue does not really do very much.
The tongue just stays right behind the teeth.
The teeth, right behind the teeth.
好，我们就这两期的节目跟大家模仿了一些不同的英语口音啊。当然，这个模仿也是我们主播他们自己的 version， 对吧？我觉得还蛮贴近实际的，
还是不够标准，
不够标准，
真的不够标准。
你是用印度人的口音说中文是吗？
哎，美女你好，我觉得你特别特别漂亮
啊！yes， 大家好，我很喜欢中国，
我来自印度孟买。
OK， 可以了，就希望大家我还想说，不要有朋友觉得冒犯啊。对，因为我们
我所有的印度朋友们，我特别爱你。
nice、
真的，我特别爱你们，爱着你们。
那也希望这两集的节目给大家带来一些不同的有意思的体验和感受啊。好，我们今天的节目里说到了英国口音，那很多朋友都喜欢它的高级和优雅。其实有一些小窍门啊，可以帮你练就一口高级的英。这些窍门是什么呢？我们为大家总结了，你只要到我们的微信公众号回复关键词“英国口音”就可以了。那我们的公众号就叫开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，回复关键词英国口音来收这些小 tips 小窍门。感谢大家的收听， We'll see you next time， 再见，
拜拜
拜拜。 Thank you.